We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We had Rav and Shmuel so far. We had the Shaila was you make Kiddush in the Shul. So Rav says Yayin you have to take a new bracha when you get home because Shinu Makam. But Kiddush Yoytze because Kiddush doesn't need a Suda. Shmuel says you're not Yoytze either thing. First of all, to Shinu Makam you have to take a new bracha when you get home on Bar Pri Gafen. And number two is you're not Yoytze Kiddush. Kum to Rav Yechanan, he says a third Shita, and he's Lekula both ways. Rav Yechanan Omar, Af Yidei Yayin Nam Miyotza. You're also Yoytze Yidei Yayin, which means you don't have to make a new bracha on Yayin, because he holds there's no problem with Shinu Makam. For Ozdo, Rav Yechanan Tamei, the Om Rav Chanan Barabai on Rav Das Rav Yechanan, Rav Chanan Barabai on Rav Das Rav Yechanan, Echad Shinu Yayin, Ve Echad Shinu Makam in Tzorach Varach. That means, first of all, a new case now, if you change wines, you add a wine, you don't make it a bracha. And number two is, shinu makam, also in tzorach levarach. And it sounds like Rav Yechanan, any shinu makam, any type of food, if you change your makam, you don't make a bracha. You make a shakal, you make a bar pri'etzeh, you go somewhere else. You don't need, as long as you're not hesek hadas, you don't mesiach hadas from eating, shinu makam is not a problem according to Rav Yechanan. So he holds not only yetzah kiddush makam suda, even the bracha on wine. Now, what Rav Yechanan says, shinu yayin, you don't make a bracha, both Rashbam and Tosfos speak out that you don't have to make a new bracha on the wine, but if it's a better wine, you have to make a bracha toiva meitiv. That's what Rashbam speaks out, reading inside the third line of their Rashbam Echad. Ava toiva meitiv mias mevarech im meshubuch min arishon. Ava to make a toiva meitiv if the wine is a better wine, the new wine that you bring in is a better wine, then you'll make a toiva hametiv. So Rav Yechanan Shita is there's no problem with Shinu Makam, and now we'll start the sugya, a gevaldik sugya of Shinu Makam. First we have a kasha Rav Yechanan. Meisvei, we have a bracha b'raisa. It says in the b'raisa, Shinu makum tzorach levarach. You change your place, you have to make a bracha. Shinu yayin in tzorach levarach. You bring more wine to the same table in tzorach levarach. Tiyufta, the Rav Yechanan tiyufta. This, it refutes Rav Yechanan's halacha that has no problem shinu makum. So first, b'raisa, there is a problem of shinu makum. Yosef Rav Idi bar oven kamed Rav Chista. Yosef Rav Chista bekama shmed Rav Huna. And Rav Chista said, "Shmei Rav Huna, Had Amrit Shinu Makom Tzorach Levarach." That we said that if you change your place, you have to make a bracha. Lo Yishanu El Labayis Labayis. Only from house to house. I'm Makom LeMakom Loi. From place to place, nah. Now Makom LeMakom we Geiris. Tosis is Geiris. I'm a Pina LePina Loi. That means even in the same house, if you go from one room to another room, it is a problem. But Pina LePina in the same room is not a problem. And we pass the Shinu Makom as a problem by, let's say, Paris and those things. So it comes out, if you go from one floor to another floor, it'll be a problem with Shinu Makom. Just Agav, in Halacha L'maisa, since we spoke out that Tosfos holds that in the same house, Das helps. So therefore, the Poskim say that if it's very normal for you in the middle of supper to walk into the other room, to the side room, then it's not a problem, Taka. You walk into the side room, then it's not a problem because it's still like you had Das to do that. Akaponim, what we're saying over here is Lo Yishon is Shinu Makom and Labayis Labayis. Ava Makom LaMakom, which means Pina LaPina, is not a problem. Shinu Makom.
Eat something by a shmur.
Unless you say it's like das, because you plan to go in there, right? Unless it's das. And a lot of times, yeah. And also, if you have mezainis, then also that no Shinu Makom mezainis. You slept around the thing, but so the best thing in that case just to make al michid and then the chuppah because it could be has a das a lot of times also. No. So therefore, it's best to make alamecha and then go to the next place. But let's see what will come out with the sugi over here. Omle Rav Idi bar Oven Hachi Tanila Mestita Debei bar Afhinik. What you're saying that the holding Shinu Makom is only mebayis lebayis and not mepina lepina, not from room to room, is a first abraisa Mestita Debei Rav Hinik. Va'amri lo, some say Mestita Debei bar Hinik. Either it's the Beis Medrash of Rav Hinik or the Beis Medrash of the son of Hinik, Kavasech. So what's Rav Huna's chiddush saying that it's only mebayis lebayis, not mepina lepina? It's a first braisa. So Rav Huna mastito shmile. Rav Huna never heard this braisa, and the Rashbam speaks out that you're not going to part of the Gemara because a lot of Gemaras they say Tanya Kavaseich. You don't say you don't ask. Oh, you're saying a braisa? Not everyone knows all the braisas. But upon him, the Gemara says over here this halacha that this Shinu Makom is only mebayis lebayis, or like we're saying from the Rishonim, even room to room, ched lecheda. But Pina Lepina is not a problem of Shinu Makom. Besu Yosef Rav Chista, v'kama Shmei D'Nafshei. Rav Chista said another thing, Shmei D'Nafshei. This is not Mishmei the Rav Huna, it's from himself. This whole halacha that we're saying, to change in spat, you have to make a bracha, new bracha. It's only things that don't need a bracha achrona in its place. What's the example? Halacha is when you eat hamaitzi, you have to bench. Benching has to be in the place where you ate the suda. And the Rashbam says also, the halacha is any shivas aminim that needs ala michi or ala gefen or ala priates, all those things also need the makam. So if Chitz is saying anything needs a makam, even if you leave, is no problem of shinu makam. My time lekiva kamahadar. And Rav Sheshes argues, both things are called shinu makam. So Rav Chitz is saying a halacha now. Shinu makam is only about something that doesn't need a bracha karim mekayma. But something that needs a bracha karim mekayma, there is no shinu makam. Now what's a svara? Maybe I would say like the opposite svara. What's a svara? A svara is like this. That when I get up from a suda of eating apples, when the minute I get up, it's the end of the suda. Because I don't have to be here to make a burn of fashas. So the minute I get up, the suda's over. Masha'inkim, when I get up from a suda that has to be coming back to make a bracha korena, the suda's not over yet. Because I got to come back to make the bracha korena. So that continues the suda wherever I go. That's a continuation of suda. That's a svara that sounds like the rosh. The rosh sounds, that's a svara. Since I have to come back, that's like a hemshik of the suda. I really lost in the rosh. You have to know how to explain this well. But rosh has a klaimar. Kivin shaloi hoya oichol kan, hoya tzarek lachsel mekaimer v'levarech, have ki'ilu hu adayim b'mekoymoy v'goyim v'sidosu kan v'mavarach kan v'rechus amazin. It seems like the word is ki'ilu in this spot. So Kabbalah, that's Rav Chista Svara. Rav Sheshes argues, says, shinu makam is not a what. No matter what, shinu makam, if you leave your spot, that's a shinu makam. And it's a picture of how we pass from Chista Rav Sheshes. It's very negay la halacha. But Mesa, I'm going to ask you a question now. So Kabbalah, now if you think about it, we really have three shittas. We have Rav Yechanan, we have Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. Rav Yechanan holds no problem shinu makam at all, across the board. Rav Chista holds it depends. If it's a hamaitzi, no shinu makam. If it's a peris, there's shinu makam. Notice I said hamaitzi dafka because shivas aminim and yayin is really a machlokes. What's that? Which category is? Rashbam learns that's like hamaitzi. Tosis learns it's not. Tosis mezoinis is, but not shivas aminim. Not shivas aminim. Tosis maska ella. If you look at Tosfos Allah, like two thirds down, there's a chain nearer the yayim v'chol zayminim lehav v'chol dvar matun v'brach l'achreim v'kaimim. Ela pas v'chol minei pas shema v'archum v'amaitzi o shema kol minei v'zeh shvem mehiminim. So that's v'chol is Tosfos. So we have the Rav Yechon holds across the board no shinu makam. Rav Chista holds the pens. And Rav Sheshes holds is always is shinu makam. So that's the kash of a brayse, meisvet. B'nei chaburu shem esubim l'shtois, b'nei chaburu that was sitting down to eat, to drink. Va'okru raglayim, and they were oikir raglayim. So now the tais not gur is lishtais, because that was mashma that we're talking about that yai needs a makam. Because it says va'okru raglayim. Okru is mashma that they have to really stay here to make the racha achrona. Va'okru raglayim with tais, and what happened was all of a sudden they heard there's a chasson coming by, and you know what a chasson kala going by means a mitzvah mesmei chasson kala might be a mitzvah deraisa. Va'okru raglayim lots of stukus chasson lagus kala. They jumped up to greet the chasan and kala. Kishen yaitzim, when they leave, ain't tuna bracha l'mafre. They don't have to make a bracha achrayna. Kishen chayzrin, ain't tuna bracha l'katrila. When they come back, they're in new bracha. But medvar amurim, when is that true? V'shenichu sham zok in achayla. They left someone by the suda. Avaloi hanichu sham, like zok in achayla. When they got up to go to the chasan, they left no one by the suda. Kishen yaitzim, when they leave, tuna bracha l'mafre. They have to make a bracha achrayna. And when they come back to a bracha lachtil, a new bracha. That's the brayse. Now the brayse said, "Midiktani." Remember, it's a diik. Really, it's first. Midiktani okru agleim. First of all, since it's okru agleim, we know mechlal. With var matunim bracha lachreim mekayim askinam. We're talking about things that need a bracha achreim b'mekayim. With time, now here's the diik, which really is first. With time, the nichasham zaken achayla. Since they left there, zaken achayla who kashen yaitzen into a bracha ma'afreya. That's why only a bracha achrayinok shen yoyachayis between a bracha lachatil. That's why only a bracha lachatil because they left people there. Avaloi nichu sham zaken achayil if they didn't leave anyone by the suda. Kishen yaitzin tun a bracha l'mafreya u'kishen chayis tun a bracha lachatil. Then they need a new bracha. Kashu l'ar chista. What's the kashu? The kashu is talking about here stuff that you have to come back because there's akru. Still, it says, if you don't leave anyone by the suda, you have to take a new bracha, a shina makam. So it's a kasha Rav Chista. It's a kasha Rav Chista that you have to take a shina makam. You have to you have to take a new bracha. It's called shina makam. Rav Chista, what?
Huh? Why is Rav Kumash? We have to come back.
It says clearly, it says that if you don't leave anyone by the suda, when you come back, you have to take a new bracha. And when you leave, you have to take a bracha karina. You can't do a shina makam. It says mefurish that if you don't lo yanich chayla azakin, then you have to take a new bracha. So you see klar that you have to, that there is halacha of shina makam even by something that needs a bracha karina from kaima. It's kasha and chista. So kasha and chista for Rav Sheshes is good. Rav Sheshes says you always have to make it. Always a shina makam. But according to Rav Chista, it says that by something that needs a bracha karina, there's no shina makam. What's pshat here? Shina makam. Now, if you realize that the lashon is, you have to take a bracha achrayna. So there's a big machlokes shining about this. We'll give machlokes the Rambam, the Rif, the Taisvis. What does it mean? According to the Rambam, and Pashtun Sounding More, it sounds like that. If it's a thing that's a shina makam, when you come back, you know what you have to do? If it's called shina makam, when you come back, you know what you have to do? You have to bench and then make a new bracha rishayna. Taisvis doesn't say like that. You don't have to do that. Taisvis says, it means like this, that when I'm leaving, it's a good idea to make a bracha achrayna. Because you don't want to forget, you might forget. When I come back, even if I didn't make a bracha karina, I still take a new bracha rishayna al shina makam. So it's two separate halakas, really, the bracha l'mafreya and the bracha l'fneim. That ties up as that. And it comes out of the halakas in Shulchan Aruch also, between the mechaber and ma'a about this point. Akaponim, but the Ye'ar Gemara and the Cheshbon is that we have a kasha here, that this Gemara is a kasha on Rav Chista. Because it's mvoy over here that even by someone needs a bracha l'mkaimam, still, you have to leave someone there. If you don't leave someone there, it doesn't work. Now, Rashi has a kasha that before when we slugged up Rav Yechanan, why do we slug up Rav Yechanan? Maybe Rav Yechanan only says his halacha like Rav Chista by something that's a yayin or a mitzi. So Rashi answers, no, because there's only yayin over there. What's the kasha? So his master of Rav Yechanan, he goes across the board. There's no problem shidim makam. That's why he couldn't answer the kibbutz kamahada. But upon him, here we have a kasha on Rav Chista. So the Gemara, is the answer. This is only if you one man the yama, if you Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman Vayitzchak, man tana akirois. Who is the man the yama holds? This brisa that there's a difference if you leave someone there or not. That's Rav Yehuda. But the Tanakama is not like that. The Tanya. Chaveim shem yisubin, chaveim that was sitting and eating, v'okru aglayim, and they had to leave to leilach beis haknes to go to shul or beis medrash. So here also, okru aglayim is mashma, it's something that you have to really be here to make a bracha achrayna. Talking about, let's say, hamaitzi. K'shein yaitzim, when they leave, ain't tun bracha mafrei, you don't have to make a bracha achrayna. U'k'shein chayzrin, ain't tun bracha achatchila, you don't have to make a bracha rishayna. And that's mashma, even if you don't leave anyone there. Rav Yehuda argues, om Rav Yehuda, medvam, where is van shani chasham mixes chaveim, if you left friends there. If you didn't leave friends there, when they leave, you have to make a bracha achrayna. You have to make a bracha l'cha tchila. So this is a klar that was saying it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll stop here. We'll speak out some things. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow this year from this point. But like upon him, what we're saying is we answer the kasha. That's the name of Rabbi Yehuda. We hold it to Rabbanu. But one thing is, even this Gemara, what? We all are upon the hold that anytime it's something that needs a bracha and kaiman, there's no problem shina makam. So anytime it's akra, again, you don't need to leave friends there. Rav Yehuda holds, no, you always have shina makam. If you leave your friends there, it works. Now, the gay also is leaving friends, you know why? What happens if you're eating peiros? So if you're also chist, that's called shina makam. If you leave your friends there, do you have to take a new bracha? So we're paskin that if you leave your friends there, even by peiros, you don't have to take a new bracha. So it's the gay for us also hanichu chaverim. Hanichu chaverim means that they're eating there, not stop leaving friends there. They're eating with the suda. That makes your connection to the suda, though, because you want to go back to your friends. So they're eating the suda there. So isn't the gay us the halacha of hanichu sham zaken? And in tomorrow's share, we'll continue this sugya and come out halacha l'maisa.